You mentioned to me a couple minutes ago that you guys will be filing papers next week?
Correct. That's what we're going to be doing.
Okay, and so what day are you going to be filing papers next week then?
We're not sure yet. It could be anywhere Thursday or Friday next week.
When did this come about? Why was this something that you decided you wanted to do?
When I talked to Bob, he was running against Ken Sailing, and he came by and said he's not interested to run anymore. And then, you know what, we need to come in with the changes to change our region and bring new flush blood to the whole region structural.
Now, just in terms of the issues that you feel are very important that you want to change, what are some of those things that you are hoping to change?
Well, one of the first things we'd like to change is take that, allocate that money from LRT, where I still believe is the wrong investment, and invest it in the rapid buses. I think that's where our best money for our best buck return on our money is to invest in our infrastructure, our cities, widening the street to get better traffic flowing in our city, and fix the rest of the stuff need to be fixed in a different city. So that's what the biggest chunk of the money is should go to, instead of wasting $30 million a year to maintain the train that is going to continue to cost more every year to run it. So, and they keep telling the LRT, rapid transit, and I'm going to say is actually streetcar. It's not even rapid. It's traveling at 17 kilometers an hour. It's not rapid transit.
Do you believe you have what it takes to change this region around?
Well, I do. I work 7 days a week. I'm not scared of working. I start every morning at 7. I don't close. I don't go to sleep until 10, 11 at night, and I'm constantly 7 days a week, 24 hours. So you know what? This is what I need to take on a job like this. It's going to need to invest a lot of hours. And you know what? And to me, with all the people and all the support I got from the coalition, Waterloo, Stop LRT, I think I deserve to go back there and fight back and see if I can change the way the system is put together. And trying to make the best investment for our region. One of the things I'm having a hard time too, the taxes that continue raising. And we got to go back at one point and freeze some of those taxes, because it is crazy. We're going to continue, because a lot of senior citizens out there, they cannot afford to live in their houses. And I think it's about time we have to do something about it. We can't just continue spending money and borrow money and continue growing that way. It's just a matter of time. And you can hear it everywhere. ASEAN is going to be a bankrupt province. And that's the way I look at it.
Now, one of the things that Bob had said was that he was going to donate his salary as chair to the region's three local hospitals. Is that something that you wanted to take on as well?
We're looking at it, too, and you know what? And that's something we are thinking about it, too, yes.
What things are you hoping to change? What are some of the big issues that you want
The biggest issue is, the first one is to remove, take that LRT out of the way, take the track off the middle of the street to make it, better traffic traveling instead of a chaos. I was reading an article the other day down in Scarborough and Mississauga, and everybody, they're having the same issue we're dealing here. Nobody won an LRT, and you can see it. The one that happened on the St. Clair is you can drive down there and see the chaos on there. You don't have to be, to go through it. You just travel to St. Clair and find out what LRT did to the city, to the businesses. And most of the businesses out there, they're hurting. They don't have a chance to stay in the business too long, because I travel and I walked and I talked to lots of business along the St. Clair, and they're all having the same problem. It's the traffic, the chaos of the traffic coming in there. So you know what? Why we want to do what other city did and they're not successful on it, and why we want to build on the things is not successful. So why not take something is, like a tech company like we have around here, and build on something is going to make the traffic more easier and better for everybody. And then the biggest thing is continue with the Conestoga Parkway, continue the circle. And that's another thing I think the city need to come in to that point. The region is not growing as fast as everybody's saying. Last year we lost 13,000. The year before we lost 13,000 in the population. So tell me, the number is not going to come to that 750,000 people in 30 years. Well, if we have the properties, and the properties is there, if in the future, next 30 years, if we need any kind of transportation or subway, we got the land to put those things in the place to make it, you know, travel different ways. And the technology is changing. Our cars is going to be electrical car in another 5-10 years. We're already looking, as a business owner, we're already looking to buy electrical car for our future salesperson. So why do you want to invest it in something that we're not sure is going to be there? And having that truck in the middle of the road is not going to do any good to anybody. And with the cables and the freezing lane and rain and all the stuff that comes with it, you know, people don't, nobody, you know, the region did not go and explain all these problems that we're going to have. What happened if we have a blackout of hydro? So what's going to happen? All these trains are going to stop. So to me, I look at those things and I'm saying, you know what, the region did a good job on council, did a good job on doing their jobs. And that's why I think it's about time for them to let somebody else run and let bring new ideas to the tables.
I wanted to mention as well, earlier this year when you withdrew the court application, did you have an idea at that point that this was something that you were going to do, that you were going to run for regional chair?
Honestly, no, never. We never thought about it. You know what? We thought the court is going to give us the chance to stop and rethink and wait for the people to realize what is going to come in. It didn't happen until when we drew our application. That's when we said, you know what? It's no sense continue throwing more money and wait for the court to make a decision. Let's decide we're hoping to run and see if we can do the changes ourselves instead of waiting for the system to change it.
Is there anything you want to say to people before we finish about your upcoming possible election?
You know what? Just come out and vote. That's all we need from people, is to come out and vote and show the people out there that, you know what, we're not in that direction of LRT, and that's the key. And I told all the council all along and that this is going to be an election issue. And I want to make sure this is going to be election, that taxes is an election, and LRT is going to be an election. And those are the two things that are going to be run on, is freezing in there, stopping LRT, investing our money in the buses and infrastructure of our cities. That's the key important part for my campaigning.